With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. An explosive Russian drone has slammed into an apartment building in southeast Ukraine, killing three people and injuring 10 others. Today's early morning attack comes a day after President Trump rebuked Vladimir Putin for a deadly missile and drone strike on Kiev.
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it. That's what I meant.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff expected to meet with Vladimir Putin in Moscow today for the second time this month. Another high-ranking Russian military officer has been assassinated by a car bomb. Investigators say the lieutenant general was killed by an explosive device planted in his car in a district just outside of Moscow. Small business, an important driver of the U.S. economy, could be in for a 20% tax cut. That's the goal of House Republicans, according to Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, says there's no time to waste in getting her done.
America needs certainty. You're looking at 27 million small businesses that they're making decisions for next year, and they don't know if their tax rate is going to be 43.4% or 23 to 28%. We have to provide that certainty, and that's in fact what we'll do.
The Missouri Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. When GOP lawmakers return to the Hill next week, he says a focus will be on passing President Trump's budget priorities. He allegedly set a pile of wooden pallets on fire and then took off. 19-year-old New Jersey man charged in connection with a wildfire that's raging in the state's Pine Barrens. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures down 138 points. NASDAQ futures 16 points lower. This is SRN News. A new worry for Christians in India.
The Hindu nationalist government in the huge country has recently been moving to squeeze Muslims seeking to carve up the property that is owned by mosques. Christian leaders fear this is just the first step in an effort to seize all non-Hindu religious property, including that of India's embattled Christian minority. Persecution of believers in India has been surging over the past two decades, and when the government isn't doing it, local Hindus are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is establishing a task force to investigate employee reports of anti-Christian bias among their colleagues. It's all part of a broader effort by the Trump administration to root out discrimination against Christians in government that flourished during the Biden years. VA Secretary Doug Collins has sent a rare department-wide email asking for names, dates, and locations of any alleged incidents to be reported to an internal email address. This is SRN News. The man who opened fire on a July 4th parade in Illinois a few years ago has been sentenced.
The suburban Chicago man who admitted to a 2022 mass shooting at an Independence Day parade that left seven people dead has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. He was sentenced after relatives of those killed in the shooting and other survivors gave emotional testimony. Robert E. Crema III pleaded guilty to the shooting last month, just moments before his trial was to begin. Authorities say the 24-year-old fired into crowds at the parade from a rooftop. Dozens were wounded in the shooting in a suburb north of Chicago. I'm Haya Pinchwani.
Heads of state and royalty from around the world are converging on Rome for tomorrow's funeral of the late Pope Francis at the Vatican. President Trump and First Lady Melania will be attending the funeral, while over 130,000 people have paid their respects to Francis, filing past his coffin in St. Peter's Basilica. SRNNews.com.